two.
She did ballet. What more can
number
I say?
Seven. Seven. Seven.
Yes. Phil's gonna gag.
On Sunny G.
Sunny G, the only drink.
Four G's. For...
We're supposed to be endorsing it. Who are G's?
Cool people. Like Yo G.
Yo G.
Jeffrey from Fresh Prince.
Oh, right, right. They call him G?
Will calls him G.
Well, like Uncle Phil.
Why would he be called G?
No, does he call Jeffrey G?
Calls him Jeffrey.
Not him, everybody's G. What?
Will Smith's the only one who calls him G.
Really?
Who else would call him G?
I you know what? Back then I didn't get it because I didn't know that you could spell Jeffrey with a G.
It's Geo-free.
I know, but I was just with J, so why call him G?
But it also makes sense because he's just cool.
That's true.
Hey G.
Hey G.
It's like dog, boy.
G is the old dog.
What's boy? Boy is the old G.
Yeah, I guess so.
I never heard boy.
Really? Hey, yeah, boy.
All right, welcome to
Can of Nothing
podcast
number
seven. All right, well, Derek wasn't here for number six, now I have special guest Derek this time.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so what happened last time, Derek?
Oh, well, we finished filming Godrilla.
No, with the podcast.
I know, but we finished filming Godrilla.
Stop it.
And then we did the podcast. See? That's
what I was saying. And Jude was here.
And we talked about Beast Wars, the Transformers show. What else did we talk about?
Godrilla.
And Nintendo DS pedophiles.
Oh, yeah, that whole story.
Don't worry, you didn't miss much.
No, you missed a lot. You missed the whole hour of stuff.
Of banter. Of our conversations.
Yeah. Conversation. Then I kicked the USB thing out of the USB thing.
That's so clumsy.
And then it messed up. But then, just before we started this one, we found out that Audition is messing up with the microphone input things. If you're smart, you'll understand that.
Yeah.
And so we figured that out because we're smarter. And now, hopefully, this is working.
3,000.
9,000. Derek, what's your IQ level? Derek, what's his IQ level, sir?
It's over 9,000.
That's an old Dragon Ball Z thing.
Yeah.
If you're cool, you watch Dragon Ball Z.
Vegeta says that.
And then he crushes a scouter. And the scouter is like a glorified, you know, like those old English people who have the one...
The monocles?
The monocle. It's a glorified monocle. Except it sticks to your ear and it shows power levels.
Didn't the old monocles read power levels?
No. They helped you read.
Oh.
these ones tint the world in green or red.
I tell you how strong people are in like, gibberish letters.
No, it puts a circle around them. And then it has, a bunch of square blocks and stuff that move.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk much about Canada Thing projects last podcast. In the Lost podcast, I mean.
Yes. What's this, our third Lost podcast?
I think so.
Fourth.
Yeah.
One with two with Eric, one on my own, and then that one.
Oh, right.
So.
Oh, my.
So much. That's what happened last time, and now we're back.
We're back.
A dinosaur story.
If you got that reference, you are great. Okay, podcast over. Bye.
Where's that from?
Where's the? Oh, that's from. Basic. We're laughing at our own segues. Right. That's from.
My G's almost gone.
I'm trying to keep this on track, though. What have we talked about so far, Fresh Prince?
Okay, what are you saying?
That laugh is from Phil recorded his lines for Amazing Guys 4 a couple weeks ago.
For Batman.
What?
Batty Call.
Oh, but you copied it for Spider-Man.
Yeah, okay.
Phil's taking over that role. He's Spider-Man now instead of me. Because, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, so I'm Spider-Man, and I tried to copy Derek's voice. How do you think it held up?
Sounded pretty much like me, right?
I guess.
Close enough. I don't think.
Close enough? I don't think. Okay.
Anyway. It's been so long since the last one. I don't even remember what I sound like anyway.
All right, so how's your recording going for your parts?
Oh, I haven't started yet still.
Start.
I did some.
Did you film anything yet?
Amazing Guys is coming back. That's what I was supposed to talk about because...
Oh, yeah. See, all this stuff isn't news to us anymore.
Right, right.
Because we figure we already told you guys in the last one, but then nobody heard about it.
Yeah. So, Amazing Guys back for I'll make another 3 episodes this year. That's my promise to you, girl. Excellent.
Wait, what were you saying?
What? Amazing Guys, Faz is back. I'm gonna make another 3 episodes this year.
This year?
This year.
Really?
I promise.
Are they gonna be 3 40-minute episodes?
No.
I wouldn't want to record voices for a 40-minute movie.
No, they'll be like 10 minutes, like before.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's what's happening in Toy Box Land. Toy Box is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the series are on.
And maybe I'll finish. Oh, yeah, I told Derek. Was it last time? Yeah, I'll finish low-budget Star Wars. Just take a couple days in the summer and bust it out. And hopefully it'll turn out good.
And you know what I found?
What?
If you, it's a lot easier to do nasally voices if you push your Adam's apple up. You're like, hey, Phil, I'm your biggest fan. Please make more Star Wars movies, please.
I don't want to touch my Adam's apple.
Yo. Make it sound so dirty. It's not dirty. Hey, here that's... I go now.
Yeah. That was the first Metallica song I heard. Really? It was so horrible. It was like Mission Impossible 2.
Yes.
Hey. Here I go now. Here I go and here. Hey.
That's good.
Derek, have you heard Saint Anger?
Yeah.
The album?
No. I've heard just like a couple singles they had off of it.
They had more than one?
I don't remember.
It was so bad.
I remember the one where they were in the jail.
Yeah, that's Saint Anger.
Oh. But you said the album, right?
Yeah.
The
song. Right. It's really bad. It's worse than hey.
Does it make you sad?
No.
No? Aren't you a big Metallica fan?
Not anymore.
Kinda. No, not anymore. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
In the day when you were young.
When I was young.
When I was 17.
I had a very good beer.
A very good beer that I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McGee. I stayed up listening to Queen. When I was 17.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's segue from Homer Simpson to.
To. Oh wait. Phil's getting his topic list prepared. Do we still have anything to say about Batman?
Oh yeah, okay. What's going on with Batman? We finished the script
for episode 2
in February, and then we locked it down. And then Derek went back and changed stuff. So Derek,
so much for locked.
Derek ruined it, and we're not going to do the movie anymore.
Oh, trash!
All right. So the script's done.
Yes.
We figured out some locations.
Some casting issues still remain.
Some casting has been done.
True.
And we need costumes, and I gotta start storyboarding. And
you should have uploaded your storyboards for the last episode, Phil.
No. They're so bad.
They look funny.
And then I stopped doing them like halfway through.
Oh.
I still have them. I still have all the printed out pages.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Some of them have the old dialogue that was never used.
Cool. Right. So that'll be, we'll start filming in a month or two.
In April.
In April.
Start filming in April.
And it'll be out in
August, end of August.
August, December,
end of end of
there.
August, last day of August. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest to 31. So August 31st.
Yeah.
It'll be out August 31st. What day is that?
Friday.
Friday, August 31st, 2007.
It's coming.
Batman Episode 2. Derek said we should tell you the title of this episode. The
title is
Rockin' Turdus Migratorius. Rockin' Turdus Migratorius.
And if you know your Latin,
like you should,
then you will know what it's, unless they've said already.
Is rockin' Latin?
Oh, well, no, not really.
Rockinus. Yep. That has, fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
No? Didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh.
Alright.
Well, I'll have to tell you later.
I don't know my Latin.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can guess. Right?
What?
These are our musical sequences.
Yeah.
New to the podcast. Me and Phil were talking about how to jazz it up, make it more interesting for you young folks. And we're trying to get more in touch with the youth of today. Because, you know, you're our core audience. We love you. I'm sure you will, all you young people have watched 300. Right, Phil? Yeah. What's the best line? Give them nothing, but take from them everything.
Our arrows will blot out the sun.
We will fight in the shade. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're so cool.
Wait, what was the other one you said?
Give them nothing, but take from them everything.
Who said that?
I don't know, Leonidas.
Really?
That was one of the cheesiest lines in the whole movie. Made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, so we saw 300 last weekend. What did you think of 300, Derek? Frank Miller's 300.
It's okay. Too much slow-mo.
No,
too much. Overkill.
See, every time he goes to stab someone, it goes slow-mo, and then it goes fast when it's like the fill-in part before he gets to kill someone else.
Yeah.
You don't need to see it, so it goes fast. And it goes slow-mo. They do that for like 20 guys.
Yeah. But it was fun.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
It was enjoyable.
It was awesome.
It's alright.
It was like, it was, you know how people always go, oh, George Lucas isn't good. He makes all his movies on blue screen. And then there's like, yeah, Sin City's awesome. They made it all on blue screen. It was so amazing how they did that. 300 was all on blue screen. Sweet.
I guess it's how you use the blue screen.
How did they use it different?
I don't know. Because those movies, they look very, like, super stylized.
Zack Snyder says 300 is hyper-reality.
Oh, yeah.
But that one looked more real than, like, Star Wars and Sin City.
Oh, that's true.
Because it was like all outdoor stuff, and Sin City looked like they were on a background.
But it still looked kind of like a storybook kind of feel, you know?
Well, Sin City was supposed to look like the book.
Yeah, it's true. Even, well, the book was black and white, right? So
yeah, with some colors.
Stylized.
And even Bruce Willis looks like the guy from the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. I've never read it.
I never read it either.
Oh.
I don't want to. I didn't like Sin City that much. The only part that was good was the Marv part. when he leaves like the hotel and he starts killing everybody.
Yeah.
Everything else wasn't very good.
Phil's big on violence.
Yeah.
To see people die.
300. Marv.
What else? Doom.
Doom.
Starring The Rock.
I never saw Doom.
But you would like it because people die.
Okay. Yes.
That's like one of your requirements.
People have to die. What other movie did I like then?
Romeo and Juliet.
Sorry,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I hated that. It was so bad.
Pull out your sword. Sword 9mm. It's a gun.
His sword has a name in the play. I forget what it was. Mm. And then King Montague or whatever, he opens his glass case and it's a gun. with the name of the sword on it.
Excellent.
It was so weird because it didn't. Some of the lines didn't make sense.
Yeah.
With the new setting.
Did you see the modernized Hamlet? With what's his name, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
And he always wears a hat.
Didn't we watch the hat?
Did we?
In school.
Well, maybe.
He's all emo. It's like emo Hamlet.
Wait, Hamlet's supposed to be emo.
Okay.
He's a huge sad boy. Phil's been there. He knows what it's like. Sitting in a corner, sobbing, writing poetry.
Black Life boy, is sad, like blueberries. Oh yeah, speaking of
black
emo,
and emo.
Godrillo was released.
Did we talk about that? No, we didn't.
I
started introducing it.
We finished filming it last time when we did the podcast.
Yeah.
And now
it's released.
It's been released since
upon the world.
February. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it because it's really good.
Jude, I think that means you.
Yeah, Jude told me he didn't want to watch it because he doesn't like seeing himself in anything. So I assume he hasn't seen Domestic Dispute or either.
Dancing for Fruitopia.
But I think he's seen Classic. Sonny G.
Maybe he makes an exception for that one because it involves basketball.
And Cameron.
And everyone loves Cameron. Anyway, Godrilla is released. And, yeah.
What did you think of Godrilla?
I thought I enjoyed it a lot.
What did you enjoy?
I don't know. It was fun. I think this is actually the first time that I've written something and you've directed it.
No.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
Which is odd because I'm supposedly the writing person, and you're supposedly the directing person, and we've never done this until now.
Well, we co-wrote Batman.
That's true. Anyway.
I'm gonna play a song.
Okay.
This is called Haunted Pokemon Mansion. Okay. It goes like...
Alright, let's hear it. Put the volume up. Ghastly. Ghastly. Gengar. Gengar. What other ghost Pokemon are there? Welcome to the Haunted Pokemon Mansion. Press start.
Now you get to be Ash.
Or Misty. Or Brock.
Okay.
Or Tracy.
Alright, what's next?
Or what?
Batman, Rebirth of Amazing Guys?
Pokemon Episode 3!
Yes, that's coming in 2049.
I'm Ash. Ash.
Ash. Misty!
Can't do that again.
Misty! Alright, no Pokemon 3. Stop asking.
Oh.
Alright, any news on more awesome filmmaking pursuits?
This is for you, Phil.
Oh.
Phil, who wants to do cool looking stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna make 300 part 2. Called 301.
Oh, that's good.
Wasn't there like 301 in the first place? Because King Leonidas said, these are my 300 men, and then him is 301.
That's true.
So, and then by the end, there's like 200.
By the end, there's zero.
Before the very end.
Oh.
When they just died for some reason.
It was worth it.
Okay.
You got to throw a javelin and take off the guy's earring or something.
His mouth.
The mouth.
Like in Pan's Labyrinth. When the commander got his mouth cut.
Yeah.
That looked really
cool.
Don't
bother killing your enemies. Just cut their mouth open a bit. That'll show them.
Okay.
Wait, was that a spoiler? Uh-oh. Not really. Who cares?
Okay, but who does it?
You said they all died. That's a spoiler.
Who dies?
All of them.
In Pan's Labyrinth?
No, in 300.
Not everyone dies. The bad guys live.
You're spoiling it more. What are you doing?
Okay, this is what happens.
No!
There's a war between Prince of Persia and Troy. Brad Pitt.
And he has to go to Tibet and climb a mountain.
Alright. Yeah, I don't really know what to say about the awesome filmmaking thing, because nothing's really happening yet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I was thinking about buying a Steadicam. Have you ever seen the $14 Steadicam?
Nope.
You know what a Steadicam is?
Steadicam is.
Okay.
Because I don't know either.
Okay, in the industry, there's a thing called a Steadicam. It keeps the camera steady.
Really?
So you can do it. It's almost like being handheld. You can... I saw it on TV once. They're showing it. This guy puts on this big contraption, like a vest, and it has a big sort of movable tripod-y sort of thing, an arm that comes out of it. You mount the camera on that, and then you can control it like it's an extension of you, and it moves really smoothly.
Oh, cool.
So you can walk around, and if you...
And it's, like, attached to you?
Yeah. Wow. And you can bend down, and it'll go up like that, and... Well, I saw it. There's a cheap one called the $14 Steadicam. This guy buys like pipes and stuff, and he puts a weight on the bottom, like a dumbbell weight. So then, when you're walking with it, it doesn't. It's pulling you down. You want to pull it up, so then it doesn't jump around a lot.
Okay, I think you told me about that before.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
The one I wanted to. Well, I told you about one I wanted to make like a wheel. But. I don't know how to do that. So maybe I'll buy a $14 Steadicam.
All right.
And then we can do some cool shots where we walk around.
Sweet.
Yeah. Maybe I can do that movie where I wanted everything to be one shot.
Ooh.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Well, that was good.
So, well.
Well.
Maybe I'll still end up doing the weird comedy stuff, but hopefully they'll be filmed better. Yeah.
Okay.
So that awesome filmmaking will just turn into awesome production instead of awesome overall filmmaking, because I can't really do that. Maybe Derek will write something serious.
I don't know.
Let's start a show like 24. We'll call it 25. But then there was a movie.
$25 a day. That doesn't make sense.
There was a movie called The 25th Hour. Forget who did it. It was about this guy who was going to be executed in the next day, and so they let him have one more day outside of prison.
Cool.
And on the 25th hour, he'd die.
Spoil another movie.
That's the premise of the movie.
Oh.
It's like probably something they tell you in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
I never saw it.
Maybe he would have been saved. You ruined the suspense. Just like you ruined the Matrix Revolutions.
Evolution?
Revolutions.
What did I ruin there?
Oh, was it Revolutions or Reloaded?
Revolutions.
Where you said, I'm not going to spoil it. In case you haven't seen it yet.
Well, what did I say?
You said who died.
Neo dies. Trinity dies.
No!
Trinity dies.
No!
Longest death scene.
Man, people are going to be angry at you.
Why? Nobody listens to this.
They're going
to
send you mail.
So,
watch The Matrix Revolutions today.
For the first time. Came out so many years ago.
And 300. I didn't know they... I had to stop.
It's Star Wars. Darth Vader is Luke's dad.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's your dad. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay? Annie,
are you okay? Annie, are you okay? You okay?
Annie, you okay? Tell us that you're okay.
Annie, are you okay?
You're okay, Annie.
You okay, Annie?
You're okay.
You've been hit by.
You've been struck
hit by.
A smooth criminal.
Hey, remember that time I tried to play
Rugrats?
Rugrats. Yeah.
On the harmonica?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Maybe I can do it here.
Alright.
Alright, what instrument would be good for Rugrats?
Glockenspiel.
Okay. Maybe there's a vibraphone.
Not close enough.
Marimba? Xylophone?
Xylophone.
Steel drums? Celesta?
Celesta.
Music box?
Music box. Hey, that was good. So much easier than harmonica, eh? Oh no. Pretty good.
Hey, Tommy! Hey, Chucky!
Chucky! It's hard to do an impression of Tommy's voice. He's a girl.
Save the zombies.
Nice transition.
What's going on with Save the Zombies?
Have we ever talked about Save the Zombies in a podcast yet?
I think so. Maybe in the last one.
Maybe.
Just forget about it.
Anyway, if you've heard of the game The Movies by Lionhead Studios.
Wait, do they make movies? No, that's Lionsgate. Never mind.
Yeah, that's different. Well, anyway, you can sort of make your own. The basics of. You don't care about what the game is, anyway.
I do.
Oh, okay. The basics of it is like you. The main game is like you run a studio and you have stars and stuff. It's like those roller coaster tycoon games where you like make roller coasters and you run a business and stuff. But a side part of it is that you can make your own movies, sort of.
You make a studio?
Yeah. Phil's eating cookies.
Do you have to operate the studio?
Oh, sorta.
Like, is that how you make money and stuff?
Yeah,
you have to lure in people to help you?
Yeah, kinda. You hire, like...
Zombies?
Janitors and whatever. So, yeah, for a long time I wanted to make something in it, but it's a little hard because you have to kind of write for it because it's kind of a limited system. But anyway, I wrote one called Save the Zombies. It's short.
It's pretty good. It's like a PSA.
Yeah. Public service announcement.
Sure.
It's pretty much done, but Phil's, what's new about this is Phil's doing original music for it.
It's gonna sound like this. I have one thing that I started.
Cool.
It's called Watch Out for Flesh.
Sweet.
Or something like that.
All right. And when he finishes, it'll be out.
Yeah.
Maybe this month or maybe next month.
Maybe next month. Maybe. I don't have a whole lot of time this month. It's next 2 weeks. I got all this work.
School year.
Yeah. So maybe next month I'll
Stay
have it done.
Stay in school, kids. Stay in school.
Yeah, I don't know. It's easy. It's hard to come up with a happy theme for, when the dad and the son are walking. Maybe it'll be like, okay, what's a happy key, Derek?
A.
A major's a happy key. Okay. So maybe it'll be like... I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Okay. I'll try to remember that. I don't write any of this down.
Oh. It's all in your head?
Yeah, and then I forget. The piano piece I put up, I forgot. I almost forgot. I had to figure it out. And then I was like, okay, I figured it out. I'm gonna write it down, and I didn't write it down.
You should get one of those keyboards that can like transcribe for you.
No. Okay. Actually, do you know the program Finale?
I've heard of it.
Music notation. I think there's a way to hook it up so it'll recognize MIDI and it'll turn that data into notes.
That's neat.
But then it's like weird because it puts like a sharp on everything.
Oh.
It's like, oh, okay, I played. There's only an E flat. But then everything's like D sharp. See? There's a thing. I'm going to teach you some music.
All right.
E flat, D sharp. They're the same note. That's called an enharmonic note. If you look on the piano, it goes C, white note. C sharp, black note. D, white note. D sharp, black note. E, white note. And you see? That black note between the D and the E is the same note, but it has two names.
Wow.
Depends on what key you're playing in. If you're playing in C sharp major, it's D sharp.
C sharp major? D sharp.
If you're playing in E flat minor, it's E flat. I don't know if there's an E flat minor. Yeah, there is. F major. No, G major. No, there's no E flat minor. What am I talking about? There's an E minor. E minor is like... I hope that helped. Because I'm going to be a music teacher one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Save the zombies. Watch out for that next month.
Like probably, yeah.
Hopefully Batman won't take over everything. These cookies are really stale. They're getting soggy.
Stop eating them.
Alright, what's next?
What's next?
Learning
with Boom Beast.
Learning with Bulda.
Boom Beast. Boom Beast.
Alright, it used to be called Learning with Bulda. Now it's called Learning with Boom Beast.
Oh, right.
This is Derek's project.
Yeah. This is something that originally started as a trash animation, but I decided it would be better as a film thing. It's basically just a mock kids show. Like, you know those shows like Barney and Sesame Street, where like a bunch of precocious little kids learn from some kind of retarded monster. And, yeah. So we're going to be working with that. We're going to have our own monster.
Wait, they learn from monsters on Sesame Street?
Big Bird's a monster.
Barney's not a monster.
He may as well be.
Why? He's a toy. It's like a Calvin and Hobbes thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's a better one.
Except it's not as deep. It's not like Fight Club.
Right.
Dare, did you see Fight Club?
I haven't, actually.
Oh. You should see it. It's one of those cult movies.
Mm.
Like Little Shop of Horrors.
I've seen that.
I don't like that movie. I don't know why people like it so much.
It's okay, I like the dentist song.
Steve Martin. Or was it Steve Martin?
Yep.
Yeah.
When he used to be funny.
I don't think he was ever funny.
He was kind of funny before.
When?
In, you know, those movies where, you know, he does stuff.
What, Cheaper by the Dozen?
What?
Cheaper by the Dozen?
No.
What other movie was he in? Father of the Bride? I can't take the stress. That's the entire movie. Steve Martin can't handle stress.
Bringing down the house. No, I don't know. I don't even remember his old movies anymore.
All right, so never mind.
There was
Steve
a time
Martin.
Where he was respected.
I don't know.
Back in the day,
he was on Ellen DeGeneres. He played the banjo.
How come you don't play a banjo?
I don't know.
confusing.
Alright, so Learning with Boomby is another Derek written, Phil directed project. Except Derek wants to edit, and Derek wants
I didn't say I want to edit, I said I will edit.
Okay.
I don't feel like editing.
You edit.
Okay.
I'll do, you do everything except directing.
Right.
I don't know, are you going to act in them?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
You're going to be a kid, you're going to be Boomby?
We'll see.
Boomby?
Still in the early stages.
What's, you want to tell them what Boomby is?
Oh, I guess it's not really final yet. But
all right. Well, it was originally going to be a bull, right?
Yeah.
Because of Bulda.
Yeah, it was originally called Bulda. And then, now he's Boomby, which doesn't have anything to do with his appearance.
Maybe it should be a monkey, because I thought Kitty Kong's name was Boomby Kong. And that's where we got it.
From Donkey Kong Country 3.
Yeah.
SNES.
So maybe it should look like that.
Maybe. Well, I'll look for a monkey costume.
We have a monkey mask.
That's true.
We need like Godzilla.
Not like a dress suit, like a monkey suit. Oh man, I'm messing it up here.
Just wear a suit.
Monkey suit does mean suit.
Exactly.
Monkey outfit. There you go.
Get one of those outfits like in the Bloodhound Gang video. Or like an Ewok thing.
Take a look. So that's my...
Yeah, and I wanted to try blue screening with Boomby, so we can make it look like a Pee-wee's Playhouse kind of thing. All right, I can't play Pee-wee.
That might be later this year, if it.
Well, wasn't it going to be like a thing to do in between the Batman filming?
Because
once we start Batman, there's going to be a lot less coming out. Well, there's maybe about the same, because I don't really do a lot anyways.
I pretty much keep up.
Yeah.
I do my same stuff.
I do like one thing every two or three things you do. I have one movie. It's so low key, because it doesn't have to be big. I'm doing Batman later. That'll make up for it. And then once Batman starts, there really won't be anything from me. Aww. So that's why I guess I'll just direct Boomby. I don't think I ever want to act in it or anything. Boomby. Unless it's really small. Boomby. I can be Boomby for one. Because wasn't the idea we were going to switch up the person who plays Boomby every once in a while?
I know, we could do that.
Like, I guess to keep it simple, on a practical level, everyone will change once in a while, depending on who's available to do anything.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Whenever you have a script ready, just hand it over. We'll get whoever's available next day or two, and we'll just bust it out.
Right on.
Quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe our sets will be hand-drawn in crayon. I found a crayon at school today. I wrote my notes in crayon. This guy, Steve, who's there, he's like, "You want a pen?" I said, "No." Nah. He goes, "You're kidding me, right? What? Why are you getting angry? I want to write my notes in crayon."
Phil causes a lot of disbelief with his antics.
What? But that's like the only thing I've done.
Oh, like your Batman stuff.
With Batman.
Why would you do that?
Oh, yeah. I think this is in the last podcast, but there's there's one comment for Average Citizen on YouTube, and the guy just goes, "Why would you do that?"
And sometimes when we're filming, we'll see people pass by, and the expression on their face is like, "This is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my entire life."
Really?
What's happening here?
I never see these, because if I notice someone coming, I don't want to look at them, because then I feel weird.
Well, yeah, they either smile, or they look like they're terrified of what's happening. So out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I have a funny shot of the second day we were filming the reshoot for the last episode. And then right in the middle of the frame, these girls walk by and they look right into the camera. And they're so scared. What's going on? It's great.
Good stuff.
It's fun annoying people outside. You have to do it in costume, though. Because otherwise they might take you seriously.
Yeah.
And they'll call the cops.
Yeah. You're gonna get arrested one of these days, so.
Why? For what?
For harassment.
I don't.
Okay, I bother people.
While you're like
Africa.
People, like, we'll put a hand on someone's shoulder and be like, ah!
Yeah. Abuse! That kid in Average Citizen 1.5, who I said Space Jam with me, when he was gonna leave, I was gonna like try to hold him back, but then I had to stop myself because I didn't want to touch him. I'm like, don't touch me! Then that's how we got away.
Yeah.
Otherwise I'd just tackle him. That would have been bad. Stay here, Space Jam with me. I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Don't let your kids out. Batman's gonna get them.
I wish we had filmed the cop during community service.
We were scared. Have you told the story before? Maybe in real life to friends.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we tell it again?
Sure. I don't think you said it in
the
podcast.
We're out on the street right across from our old high school, the parking lot.
Filming
community service. Batman community service. Probably the Batman movie you've never heard of on the side. Yeah, go look for that. But anyway, it was during the jaywalking scene with Cameron, where we had the DMX song. And we were just waiting around, kind of setting things up. And then there's a cop across the street in the parking lot. And he drives over. He stops there and he starts questioning me. And me in the costume. Everyone else is scared, so I have to talk to him in costume. He's like, "What are you guys doing? We're just filming a movie. Could you take off your mask, please?"
Are you gonna rob a bank or something?
Is this for school or for your own thing? It's for school. It's a comedic Batman movie. We're called Community Service. We just go around helping people. All right, as long as you're not robbing any banks or anything. He drives off. It wasn't really a bad experience, but that was kind of shocking that he came up to us and stopped. Mm-hmm. Well, that same day also, there was these teenage punks in, remember the red car? Yeah. They drove by once, and they all stuck their heads out the window like, ha, 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 yeah.
Yo, yo.
And then they came back like 10 minutes later and did the same thing. Yeah.
Kids are stupid. Oh, just kidding.
Our fan base are still kids.
Yeah, I know. You're not stupid. If you like us, how could you be stupid?
Yeah. That's a good thing. That should be our new motto. We wanted to change weird and geeky humor.
Oh, right.
So you should put, if you like us, you're not stupid.
That's great.
Yeah, it's only fun when people... when people bother you, when you initiate it.
Yeah.
Like in the first Average Citizen, when I yell at those people in the cars and stuff. That's...
Help me, Batman.
Yeah. That's better. Because it's like, you're welcome to be in my video.
Mm.
Not... Well, the cop would have been good. Derek. Eric.
Me and Eric were behind the camera, and we weren't recording. And I was like, "Eric, should we record?" He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's funny because Eric's the guy. Eric's the just do it. that's the way Eric thinks.
But when the law is involved,
what? What's? Is there a law against filming a cop?
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably.
I don't think so. Well, it's filming. Like, I think anyone can like press charges or whatever, right?
Yeah, we just cover his face.
Yeah,
that's what they do in Mega 64.
They mention that Mega 64 in every podcast.
Because, see, as long as we do something like it with Batman, mm-hmm. it's gonna come up.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see their new video? Nope. They did a new. They went to the Game Developers Conference,
mm-hmm.
and they are asked to come down there by Tommy Tallarico, wow. to do some new videos for them. Because last year they showed. Ico or Eco video,
mm-hmm.
the developing team from that saw it and liked it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asked to come down. Yeah. They showed some other videos, but then they found out that Shiggy was gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
So they called the place. They kept hounding them to do a video with Shiggy, and then they actually got him in a video and they did a new Super Mario Brothers one. That's Mario cool. and Luigi are running around and they stop and. Shiggy's in front of them. He gives them this funny look, and then Link shows up behind, and he gets scared and he runs away.
Cool.
And that's it. I got to work with Shiggy. Shiggy! Do you remember this old Newgrounds video? Oh, it's a Super Mario thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Flash thing, and the guys go, Shiggity Shiggity Shway.
I kind of remember that. I remember Mark Pido. Every day he would say, Shiggity Shiggity Shway.
This was probably like elementary or high school. The early days of the can. Sort of. Not really. Anyway, what were we talking about?
What's next on the topic list?
Subcultured 4.
Wow.
What's going on with Subcultured? Did we do voices?
Yes.
Yeah, I did my Keith voice last time.
Phil recorded Keith lines and lines for another character.
I didn't feel as into it that time. I didn't really feel like Keith.
Mm.
It was just kind of, all right, do the lines. Didn't really think about it. I think I should have read the script more.
Well, we can redo them.
No. I think they came out well, but
yeah, the
passion of the first three episodes, first two episodes wasn't there.
That was an improvement, the Keith redesign.
Episode 3 is good, but it's too short.
Yeah, it's not really, it's just a short thing. Anyway, so Subculture 4, which will be out. I haven't recorded my lines yet, so I don't know, that's probably next month. Or so, and
everything's next month.
It's more about finally, the first three episodes. I didn't really do much with them being cops. It's like they're cops, but they're not really cops because they don't do anything except for like shoot a few people. So this.
Oh, but that comes back.
Oh yeah.
To haunt them.
So this one's more of a cop story. Yeah, action.
It's like that old Mr. T show, TNT. You ever seen that?
No.
He's like, I don't know what he does, but he like teams up with this lawyer lady. And they stop bad people? Guys. They fight, they solve crimes and stuff.
Oh, cool.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
What did you say? I don't remember.
It's coming out next month, and it's more about them being cussed. And there will be a new opening sequence.
Opening sequence? Was there ever an opening sequence?
Short, very short. Well, not really. They did that short thing with the subculture title. Yeah. But now there'll be a new one that's 10 seconds long instead of 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
Oh, Charlie!
You should give Charlie more lines.
Charlie more lines?
Wow. So much Keith lately.
That's because of...
I like Keith, but... And I like being in it, but... more Charlie.
It's to give you more of the workload.
Charlie's like gone most of these episodes now.
he's in it.
Like, what did he do in episode 2?
Him and Keith were low in that one. Weren't as prominent.
Yeah, so... Still Charlie. Well, episode 3 was a Charlie episode. But then it was so short.
Yeah. What's weird is that sometimes I get feedback about Subculture, and some people are like, man, use more of the humans, Charlie and Keith, they're funny, not the aliens. Aliens are stupid.
Aliens are the best.
And then I get some other people are like, man, get rid of the humans, the aliens are the coolest. Get rid of the humans, they suck. I was like, man, I don't know what to do. Oh, there's Phil playing his latest track live. Oh, it fell apart. But yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. Phil almost dropped his microphone.
What were you saying? I'm not listening to you anymore.
Oh. Phil zoned out.
We got a zone.
Yeah.
Another Trashmation thing we kind of started on was called Just Words. I wrote that back in January, I think.
This is Phil, Phil writing and me doing stuff. Well, I'm not directing.
In terms of the story and stuff, it's not like... Wait, in terms of the way it's being made, it's like everyone is special.
Yes.
Or I wrote and I guess direct and do some voices. And Derek animates and does some voices.
Yes.
And pretty much puts it together.
So that's a short
but
one.
Yeah, this was a really short thing. It was going to just have it come out and no announcement. But we can announce it. We drew storyboards last time, sort of. I got lazy. It's I'd say it's more like a Beast and Man, where it's just a conversation between not two guys this time, not two girls either. I don't know what they are. One's a mouse, one's a hippo. So there you go.
Cool.
Try to figure out what it's about. Email me at Phil. Email me at Phil@cannotnothing.com. If you get it right, maybe you'll get a prize. Maybe
you know what it's about.
Just words. It's called Just Words, starring a mouse, and their names are Ron and John.
I'm sure you could figure out the concept from there.
Yeah. Well, maybe. What does it remind you of? It reminds me of Pinky and the Brain.
A Beast and Man.
So, figure that out.
If you haven't watched A Beast and Man yet,
yeah, it's
hungry like everybody else.
It's better than I like to quote Red
that
Dragon.
Movie the most.
Why?
I like to quote it more than any other movie we've done. Because it's...
Don't you like to quote, it's plastic!
That's true. That's more of a Chris quotes that most, I think. It's plastic.
I like to quote 300 all the time.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I blot out the sun with everything now.
We will fight with the fighting machine.
Yep. Yeah, so if you get it right, maybe you'll get a prize. Maybe you'll get a prize. Maybe this prize will be a Can of Nothing 2005 collection DVD.
Maybe.
Well, speaking of Can of Nothing 2005 collection DVD, that was released recently.
To us.
To me. Me and Derek are still the only ones with copies. Did you actually burn one for yourself? Or did you just burn one for me?
I have one on a rewritable disc, but I have to make a permanent one.
Okay, so there's two copies, one of which can be more easily destroyed than the other.
Oh, I also have a broken one.
And a broken one.
None of the commentaries work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did... Okay, the special features on this DVD are slightly higher quality. It's not really that much. I watched it on my TV... Still kind of blurry, and because we couldn't put them on uncompressed.
They do look better, though.
Yeah.
Commentary on some things.
Yeah, I just realized, like, we split it up into movies from January to June, and then July to December, and pretty much everything from July to December has commentary.
Yeah, that's true.
The Britney Spears ad has... That was weird. That's like a 10-second video and you put commentary on there.
I know, that's the joke.
Yeah. Some commentary is okay.
Some are a little weird.
The ones Derek did on his own are kind of weird.
Yeah.
A lot of not remembering what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, I kept thinking there was more special features, but...
That's it.
Because when we were planning it, we were like, oh, man. Oh, there's extended Sonny G.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we're like, oh, man, I'm gonna put a trailer to a Hamburglar remake because I'm going to do that. Yeah, that's scrapped. I'm gonna put, like, all this commentary for everything. I'm going to put it... that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I wanted to put both versions of Sonny G, but there's really no point since the extended one is just more basketball. It's about 30 seconds more basketball playing. That's all you don't really need two versions now. You get the better one. Yeah, and we're thinking about maybe people we don't like. No. people who don't live near us want one. But we're hesitant to sell DVDs, and we definitely don't want to just give them away.
So maybe you can win them.
That's so giving them away!
Win them for a price.
Make donations to us.
Yeah.
Make donations.
We should set up a PayPal thing.
Yeah. We've been saying that for a long time. And we were supposed to have Google ads, too. We've been approved of those since last year.
No, we can't sell out, Phil. We can't sell out.
Yeah, no ads. That was the deal. No ads on the site, ever.
Ever.
We only advertise our own things.
Exactly.
And Mega64.com.
QuickTime.com.
Yeah, well, we figured if any money needs to be involved, that we'll at least ask people to pay for the shipping,
yeah, you gotta pay for shipping.
And maybe the cost of the blank DVD.
Yeah,
how much do you buy them in packs?
I buy them in stacks of 100.
For how much?
Each might be like 50 cents or something.
Whoa. And shipping would probably be like $5 to $6.
Yeah. Canadian.
Yeah. Because I remember when I shipped stuff from eBay, it's really light, pretty much as light as the DVDs. It was about $5.95.
Yeah.
That was like in a box and everything too. These would be in like just a
bubble,
yeah,
envelope.
Small.
So if you're interested, keep an eye out. We'll see if we can figure something out for you.
Well, what's there to figure out? It's either do it or don't do it.
We'll see if we'll do it.
I'm not going to look into all the laws and the copyright laws.
Yeah, that's not what I mean. It might happen.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out.
I want to make some money.
off this work.
Make monies off this work.
Monies. Buy ducats.
Ducats.
Shylock. Merchant of Venice.
Derek, I want a pound of flesh.
No.
Gonna cook it.
You know the name Tubal?
Tupac?
Tubal was in Merchant of Venice. I think I should use this to cut you up. What? I said I think I should use this to cut you up. What? I said I think I should use this to cut you up.
What?
I'm doing a dramatic reading to the music. Ever hear of an appetizer?
Oh yeah, I thought you were quoting Merchant of Venice.
No. I'm quoting your movie.
Oh.
Man.
Alright, well,
how long have we been at this?
Whoa, it's almost an hour. Alright, let's try to... Alright, the other thing we had on our list was Cell Phone Haters Anonymous. We already talked about that a long time ago. Maybe it'll happen soon.
Film, short film.
Short film from me, Phil. Alright, and another new thing we tried to do was emails from people.
Oh, right.
We asked people on the site to send us emails, and nobody did. We have two. One is that we got back in February from the old podcast. We read it there. Another one I had to force someone to send it, which is, it's pretty good. So let's get to our new segment called Fan Emails.
Fan Emails.
Maybe we'll call it Can Emails?
Fan Emails.
All right, that's our song. Try to remember it for next time.
All right.
Wait, sing it again.
Can Emails.
Can emails. E, if you want to learn the Can Emails song, it's E F A flat. Can emails. There you go. So transcribe it for your friends. Tab it out. Put it on Guitar Pro. Everybody can learn it. But if we see that succession of notes in your song and you become big, we're gonna come after you. Come after you. That was the Can Email song. Just you can't just rename it to something else. All right. This first email comes from Chris B. No relation to the guy. No, it's not the Chris we know in our movies. That's Chris A. Chris Almeida. This is Chris B. I'm not gonna give out his last name because
that's not nice.
even though it's like Chris Almeida and Derek Achoy.
Well, yeah, that's our choice.
And Phil.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So it says, in parentheses, can of, and then nothing, the best thing since, ... anything.
Cool.
I especially like the Trashumation cartoons! ! Please make more because they are somewhat famous, or infamous, at my school. How do you feel about that, Derek?
I'm proud.
You know what? It's probably only his, like, around his group of friends.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, yeah, my school knows you guys. Please make more because... Oh, never mind. The Pokemon Episode 1 is most famous. Wow, go figure. Why? I'm hungry! That's a quote from it. Also, it would be great if you could make the videos all have the option of viewing them in WMP format. My school blocks YouTube and Google Video, so we can't watch the videos that aren't in WMP format. Well, maybe you shouldn't be watching our videos at school, if they're blocking that stuff.
Focus on your studies, Crispy.
Crispy? Crispy, not Crispy.
I said Crispy.
You called him Crispy.
No,
You must be in high school or lower if they have to block YouTube and Google Video. Because, I mean, I watch that stuff at school.
Yeah.
Hey, I found a... never mind.
Homework.
My school blocks, blah, blah, blah. Some more comic strips would be really great, too.
We haven't done comics for a long time.
Long time. Actually, I drew a comic. Because we were doing presentations at school. I was bored. So I drew a comic about it's about Buckethead,
mm-hmm.
and it's a 9-panel comic, and he kills a guy, takes off his head,
with the violence
and again. Then Buckethead takes off his own head and puts his head on the victim's body, and that's pretty much it. So maybe I'll put that one up soon.
You just described it. You gave it away.
Spoilers.
Yeah, that's good. Do a vocal comic. Just post
Well, I can put the comic with it. Okay. Remember, like you were gonna do with your Lord of the Rings thing.
Oh yeah.
All right. You don't know what that is, but it was pretty funny. All the kids died. That's why it was funny. All right. Maybe. Maybe a sprite comic or two.
I think you asked what a sprite comic was last time.
Yeah. What's a sprite comic?
Oh, you still don't know?
I know what it is, but.
Oh, it's when you use sprites for those the old 16-bit video games, SNES, Genesis.
Yeah.
The 2D sprites.
Go to Bwish.com. What's his name? Justin Evans or something. He did a thesis on using sprite comics.
No, he made sprite sculptures.
Yeah.
Very cool. Check it out.
Yeah.
EWISH.com.
Bwish. Boing. No. Oh, but that's from Digimon, Ash. Okay, this kid's just quoting Pokemon. This is Pokemon. But, anyway, I am a loser no more. Now I am a fruit. That's
Pomrio.
Yep, Pomrio. So that's our first email.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
B.
Chris B.
Chris B.
Chris B.
Not crispy.
Crispy.
I didn't say crispy.
Maybe crispy is crispy. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what that means. All right, this next one, we it's got us a couple questions here. This is what we like because we can talk about it more.
What?
We like questions.
Oh, right.
I asked for questions.
Oh.
Nobody emails us. Yeah, thanks a lot, all of you. I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed that you didn't send us any emails. I don't know who it was, didn't even understand what I was talking about in the main page comments. I don't know what's so hard about it. Email us, otherwise I'm going to get angrier. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Alright, this one comes from Lobby. Okay, Lobby's, do you remember Glore on the forums?
Yes.
Made Phil is a fish? Okay, that's her. Okay, oh. I said, hey, you should, I said nobody emailed us, so you should email. Oh. She said, okay. And I got an email. All right. Do you think if the thief in your Batman movie had a drill for a hand, he would take up a profession in dirt digging? Well, I don't know, Derek. You kind of wrote a lot about him. What do you...
I would say yes. It goes along with his personality and the psyche I tried to map out for him.
I think if he had a drill, I don't think dirt digging would be his profession, but I think he would use the drill to dig under the beer store to get his beer that way without having to break a window.
That'd be hard to manage, like a drill on
a drill on your hand. Well, was there ever a character with a drill as a hand?
Probably in like Mega Man.
Drill Man.
And in Digimon, didn't someone have a drill?
Agumon.
No, Agumon's Pepper.
Oh, that's the only one I know.
What about the guy with? No, that's not a Digimon. Never mind.
So, if Thief had a drill for a hand, yeah, I can see how that would be profitable. I mean, you could work for a construction company.
Yeah.
You know, maybe those oil drillers.
It's like self-powered drill.
So, you know, you don't have to buy drills. You just pay this one guy minimum wage to drill for you.
And you only have one drill.
That's okay. I mean,
and you probably get, like, tired from drilling all day. Like, doesn't have...
Okay. All right. The next part of this question is, do you also think that the dirt digging would be more profitable if one were to place the drill on their head? And she showed me this video of a movie called Puppet Masters. Uh-huh. And there was a little puppet that had a drill on his head. So I think it would be more profitable to have it on your head.
Really?
Because then your hands are free to do other things.
But then you have to stand upside. You have to do like a handstand.
Well, think about this. And all the blood will go drill, drill like the way a dog digs under the thing.
They can only go diagonally.
Dogs? No, but see, look at it this way. If you're drilling, let's say you're drilling under a fence like a dog.
Yeah.
You are digging. You can drill with your hands. You can drill with your head and dig with your hands at the same time.
That's dangerous.
You don't put your hands near the drill. Still. You put them beside it. Why would you go like this to hit your hands into the drill?
I don't know. I still don't think that's safe.
It's not about safe. It's about profitable.
Well, I mean, if you screw up your hands, then you're done. You're over.
You can't balance anymore.
Well, you can't when you're trying to drill on me.
If you don't have your ears, you can't balance.
You can lose your ears, just your inner ear.
Or your toes. Yeah, if you lost all your toes, maybe you can't balance. Maybe. Apparently. I think it's profitable.
Maybe.
If you lose your hands, you can still drill with your head, so.
But how would you get like yourself? You'd have to develop like super abs.
You just lie down.
You just lie down? Like,
yeah.
You're drilling diagonally down?
Yeah. Maybe you could like lie on your back and tilt your head backwards.
I guess so. Having a drill on your head would be pretty heavy too.
Or maybe sit.
Have enough trouble balancing.
Maybe like sit in a chair or something.
Sit in a chair.
Well, because it's hard to get down like that, you know, instead of like crouching.
How big is this drill?
As big as your head.
But then if you sit in a chair, how are you going to reach the ground?
You bend down. Well, you can't. You're sitting down. Make your head touch the ground.
I can't.
You're not trying. You're not doing your ab workout every day.
You can't reach.
Well, I can, so.
Sure you can.
I can't right now because the piano's in the way.
Yeah, sure.
So, that's...
Thanks for that question.
That was a very good question. You connected it to our movies. I like that. Thank you, Lobby, and thank you, Chris B, for your emails. We appreciate it. Well, only from you guys. You guys are our new favorites. Because everybody else doesn't. They say they like us. They like our site. Yeah, it's so great to listen to the podcast all the time. Don't you want to be heard on the podcast? Don't you want your words to be read and answered? You can become a part of this site through that. Oh yeah, there's also, you can now subscribe to the podcasts. That link will be up on the site.
Yes.
You can check that out if you... I don't really see the importance of subscribing, but I guess if you're on the go, or find out we did something new, put on your iTunes. I mean your iPod through iTunes.
Right.
Listen to your podcast on the bus ride to school. I don't know who would do that. But that's, yeah. Any final words before we wrap this up?
Well, I don't know.
What song do you want to hear at the end of this podcast? What song do you want to hear at the beginning?
I want to hear Avril Lavigne.
All right, since we're at the end, that means you've already heard Avril Lavigne at the beginning. Okay, what do you want to hear at the end? See how we're traveling through time right here?
I want to hear a different Avril Lavigne song.
I only know one.
Well, look some up. You'll find some. Don't worry.
What if they're fake?
What do you mean fake?
What if they're just named Avril Lavigne? And since I don't know it, like,
you
what
know
if
her voice, don't you?
What if it's an imitator?
It's so complicated.
What?
You know that one? That was her breakout hit.
I know Weird Al did one. I know Weird Al did a cover of, or a parody of one.
I was a skater boy. I said, see you later, boy. I don't remember the next lines.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, everybody.
I'm sad now.
Good night. So whatever, you can do so much better. I think we should get together now.